to neglect to render obedience to the important instructions Christ has given. These lessons should be so impressed upon our minds that we will consider how our words and actions appear to those who behold them. We should studiously cultivate Christian courtesy at all times, which will keep us from neglecting that which is due to others. We must study the example Christ has left for us and revealed in his character, and then, all unconsciously to ourselves, we shall do the works he did. One of the examples that Christ left for us is that he struggled with the church in apostasy. That's the song of Moses and the Lamb. Deliverance, struggling with a Laodicean church. Continuing on. Let the heads of family look into their home life. Is the love exemplified in your family circle? Go farther in your self-examination. In your association with your brethren in church capacity, do you find unkindness, selfishness, or even dishonesty? Be sure that you examine and prove yourselves as Paul has directed. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. In the light of God's word, search carefully whether you have truly the love of God in the heart. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. The love of Jesus needs to be brought to bear upon our lives. It will have a softening, subduing influence upon our hearts and characters. It will prompt us to forgive our brethren, even though they've done us injury. Divine love must flow from our hearts in gentle words and kindly actions to one another. The fruit of these good works will hang as rich clusters upon the vine of character. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Long-suffering is patience with offense, long endurance. If you are long-suffering, you will not impart to others your supposed knowledge of your brother's mistakes and errors. You will seek to help and save him because he has been purchased with the blood of Christ. Tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. To be long-suffering is not to be gloomy and sad, sour and hard-hearted. It is to be exactly the opposite. There are church members who never feel sweet peace and rest in Jesus. They have made no growth in grace. They manifest no increase in meekness and love. An impatient, fault-finding, critical, envious, suspicious spirit classes them as yet among those under the influence of the adversary of souls. If they would let the spirit of their Savior